Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad. Retold by Alan Venable. Chapter 1. The Shame of the White Men.
During the 1880s, Captain Marlowe sailed on the Indian Ocean. He sailed to the islands of Malaya. When his ship was in port, he would meet his friends at his hotel. After dinner, he would tell them stories from his many years at sea. This is the story that Captain Marlowe told about a man named Jim.
No one could remember Jim's last name. Everyone just called him Jim. Jim was almost 6 feet tall. He was young and handsome and as strong as a bull. He always dressed in white. The first time I ever saw Jim, I was in a port on the Red Sea. I was in a courtroom, listening to the story of a steamship called the Patna. We had all heard about the evil white men on that rotten old ship. We had all heard what they had done. The Patna had been steaming up the Red Sea carrying 800 Muslim pilgrims. The pilgrims were on their way to the Holy Land to pray. Jim had been an officer on the Patna, so I wanted to hear what he would say to the three judges at the hearing.
"Why did you jump?"
the first judge asked Jim. "I don't know," said Jim. His face was red. "I always tried to do what was right."
"Was it right to jump?"
asked the second judge. "No," said Jim.
"What did you see in the water that night?"
asked the third judge.
"Nothing," said Jim.
"The night was clear and hot. The sea was calm. The stars were out. I was standing watch on the bridge of the ship. The pilgrims were sleeping on the deck."
"Yes, but what did your ship hit in the water?"
asked the first judge. "I don't know," said Jim. "Maybe we hit the hull of an old ship that was floating upside down in the water."
"But why did you jump?"
the judge asked again.
"I don't know," said Jim. "I just don't know."
I must tell you that Jim had not been the only white man on the Patna that night. The captain was also a white man. He was a rotten old tub of fat. The engineers were white men too, and they were just as rotten as the captain. These other men had also been called to the hearing, but all of them had run away. Some people had told Jim that he should run away. They even tried to pay him to do it. They didn't want anyone to talk about the crimes of white men. But Jim had to come to the hearing. He was young
and he was honest. Jim was ashamed, but he was still one of us. He wanted to tell the truth.
How did you know that the partner was going to sink?
The judges asked him over and over.